Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Christmas weekend message. Whether you're watching this on Christmas Day, the 25th, or on Boxing Day, the 26th, on behalf of everyone at First Church, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. Don't know if you're alone or with family or with friends, but we hope and pray that you will enjoy this message. We decided to pre-record this because it's a busy time. We wanted to have something online to help us to focus on the real meaning of Christmas. We don't want just to be busy with all the nice things like presents and food and meeting people, which are wonderful, but we want to keep Jesus central to it all. So in this time together today, we're going to have some songs, some Christmas carols. We're going to have some Bible verses to look at, and a story is going to help us hopefully to understand a little bit more about the Christmas message. So let me pray now. We thank you, Lord, for Christmas. And we really do hope and pray that each one of us would experience a merry and a happy Christmas, Lord, wherever we are. And we just pray for this time now together online that you will encourage our hearts and remind us afresh that even in the midst of being busy, that you are the center, Lord, of it all. Actually, you're the center of everything, not just Christmas, but especially Christmas, Lord, is a time to remember your coming to the earth and your birth. So we thank you for that. Please lead this time together. Help me, Lord, as I share. Pray for the technology to work well. And ask for your blessing on everything that takes place in this short time. And the glory and praise and honor will go to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're going to have our first carol now. It's a traditional carol, but probably one that you know very well. I've got all my videos ready before. Sometimes YouTube does funny things to us and starts the song and then the adverts come. So I apologize if that happens. I will do my best to get rid of the adverts as quick as I can. But let's enjoy this first one, Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Ding dong merrily on high.
Beautiful words. Glory to God in the highest is what that means. In excelsis means the highest. All right, let's go to our next part. Okay, so as I said before, welcome to this Christmas message. And I read what's on the screen there. May God's blessings be yours this Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family, whether they are with you or in other places. And today we are celebrating the birth of Christ. If you've been following our online services, our Zoom services over the last month, you'll be aware that we've been celebrating Advent. So Advent is the season when we think about the coming of Jesus. And the last 4 weeks, we've had messages on love and peace and hope and joy. And now, today, Christmas, the waiting is over. If we were in church now, we would be lighting the Christ candle together to say that the waiting is over. We don't need to wait for Jesus to come anymore. As Christmas is here, we celebrate his coming to the earth. And we need, of course, we need love. We need hope. We need peace. And we need joy. Those are all wonderful things. But those things are all found in Christ, in Jesus. So it's exciting that we can know that the waiting is over. Jesus has come to be with us. Isn't that amazing? Right, let's move now to our next song. It's one that I'm sure you'll know very, very well, a very traditional, again, and beautiful song, Silent Night. This one is done with sand art. So the pictures that you see are on the screen, all done with sand. So let's enjoy this beautiful song together.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender.
Wasn't that beautiful? The art with the sand is amazing. Very creative people. Also the words of the song. And the line which sticks out in that song for me the most, Christ the Saviour is born. That's what it's all about at Christmas time, remembering Christ the Saviour is born. Let me pray again now. Lord, we thank you for the privilege it is of always being able to come to you at any time to pray. We do want to lift up the world situation, our nation to you, and pray, Lord, for your hand to be on all the countries of the world, and especially New Zealand at this time, Lord. We pray for our government, Lord, for wisdom for them. We pray, Lord, for all those who are working hard to look after us, particularly those in the medical system. Give them your strength, Lord, and keep them safe. And we pray as well, Lord, for each of us. I'm sure some will be traveling on holiday, going away or visiting family or friends. We just pray for safety, Lord, on the roads as we travel. We pray, Lord, that you would keep our hearts encouraged, keep our hearts and minds focused on you. As we come towards the end of a year, it's not been an easy year, but thank you, Lord, that you never change. That's your promise in Scripture. You said Jesus is the same today, or yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you that you never change. Lord, you are a constant when things around us are ever changing. You're the solid rock, the anchor, all of those pictures we can use to describe you. We thank you for that, Lord. So bless each one of us, Lord, and keep us safe. We can enjoy this Christmas and our holiday season. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So what is Christmas? Let's watch our next video. Right. Wonderful. Okay, so let's come now onto the message part of our service. And I'm going to share my screen again for the Bible verses today. Again, they're all ones that you know very well. Okay, we're going to start off. The first reading today is from Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. As I said before, they're stories that we know very well. We hear them every year, but I just want to read them slowly. Give us time to think once again with fresh eyes about them. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Our second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We thank you, Lord, for your precious word that tells us why you came. As I share this story now, pray, Lord, that we will use that to open our hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to read you quite a long story now, and hopefully you'll enjoy this. There was once a man who didn't believe in God, and he didn't hesitate to let others know how he felt about religion and religious holidays like Christmas. His wife, however, did believe, and she raised their children to also have faith in God, despite her husband's views to the contrary. One snowy Christmas Eve, the wife was taking their children to a Christmas Eve service in the farm community in which they lived. She asked him to come, but he refused. That Christmas story is nonsense, he said. Why would God lower himself to come to earth through a man called Jesus? That's ridiculous. So she and the children left, and he stayed home. A while later, the winds grew stronger, and the snow turned into a blizzard. As the man looked out the window, all he saw was a blinding snowstorm. He sat down to relax before the fire for the evening. Then he heard a loud thump. Something had hit the window. Then another thump. He looked out but couldn't see more than a few feet. When the snow let up a little, he ventured outside to see what could have been beating on his window. In the field near his house, he saw a flock of wild geese. Apparently, they had been flying south for the winter when they got caught in the snowstorm and couldn't go on. They were lost and stranded on his farm with no food or shelter. They just flapped their wings and flew around the field in low circles, blindly and aimlessly. A couple of them had flown into his window, it seemed. The man felt sorry for the geese and wanted to help them. The barn would be a great place for them to stay, he thought. It's warm and safe, and surely they could spend the night and wait out the storm. So he walked over to the barn and opened the doors wide, then watched and waited, hoping the geese would notice the open barn and go inside. But the geese just fluttered around aimlessly and didn't seem to notice the barn or realize what it could mean for them. The man tried to get their attention, but that just seemed to scare them and they moved further away. He went into the house, came up with some bread, broke the bread, and made a trail of breadcrumbs leading to the barn. But the geese still didn't catch on. Now the man was getting frustrated. He got behind them and tried to shoo them towards the barn, but they only got more scared and scattered in every direction except towards the barn. Nothing he did could get them to go into the barn where they would be warm and safe. "Ah, oh, why don't they follow me?" he exclaimed. "Can't they see this is the only place where they can survive the storm?" He thought for a moment and realized that they just wouldn't follow a human. "Ah, oh, if only I were a goose, then I could save them," he cried out loud. Then he had an idea. He went into the barn, got one of his own geese, and carried it in his arms as he circled around behind the flock of wild geese. He then released it, and his goose flew through the flock straight into the barn, and then, one by one, the other geese followed it to safety. He stood silently for a moment as the words he had spoken a few minutes earlier replayed in his mind. "If only I were a goose, then I could save them." Then he thought about what he had said to his wife earlier. "Why would God want to lower himself to be like us? That's ridiculous." Suddenly, it all made sense. That is what God had done. We were like the geese, blind, lost, perishing. God had his son become like us so he could show us the way and enlighten us. That was the meaning of Christmas, he realized. As the winds and blinding snow died down, his soul became quiet, and he pondered this wonderful thought. Suddenly, he understood what Christmas was all about. Why Jesus became the Christ, who became the Christ, had come so that we could become the sons and daughters of the living Christ. Years of doubt and disbelief vanished just like the passing storm. The man fell to his knees in the snow and prayed his first prayer. "Thank you, God, for coming in human form to get me out of the storm." Friends, that's what Christmas is all about. Jesus really is God in human form. That story hopefully helps us understand it a little better. So these are the thoughts I want to share with you. This is the good news of Christmas. Jesus left the glory of heaven to be born as a baby. We see that clearly in the Christmas story. He humbled himself and lived as a servant. The Philippians reading shows us that. And then Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. Christmas is the beginning of the story. Easter was the culmination of Jesus' time on the earth. And because Jesus died on that cross for us, salvation is his free gift to all who believe. That's me, that's you. It's a free gift for anyone. And the title of Jesus is, or one of the titles of Jesus is Emmanuel, forever God with us. God is not far away, God is with us. That's our certainty, both at Christmas time, as we come to the end of 1 year and look forward soon to starting a new year, we can know 100% that God is with us. Is our Emmanuel, God. That's the good news of Christmas. Jesus came down in human form. Wonderful. Amen. Right, we're going to go to our last song now. Again, it's one that I'm sure you know very well. Oh, Holy Night. It's a beautiful song, one of my favorites, and I think it's a fitting way to end this Christmas service. There's the adverts. Sorry about that. Okay, skip this.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder bends a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, let ever, ever praise me.
Beautiful to remember. So we thank you, Lord, once again for Christmas time, Lord. It is a special season, even though maybe this year it's a little bit different to other years. But we thank you, Jesus, that you came down to the earth in human form for us, who of course grew up to become a man and to live and die on that cross. And we praise you for your precious gift. Thank you that we can stop today and just pause and reflect on your goodness to us. And we thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only Son, that whoever believes in you shall not perish but have everlasting life. Keep us close to you, Lord, please. Keep us safe. And we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So once again, everybody, thank you for watching today. Thank you to everybody that's been involved in helping us during this year at church. We really are a family, a team, and it's not any one person can do it by themselves. So thank you for your part in that. Have a wonderful Christmas and have a wonderful holiday. We look forward to meeting again whenever we can. Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.